And that has me thinking about this week, Thanksgiving, and that would be interesting to record the radio spectrum on Thanksgiving in the United States because it's become a tradition now that Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant is played on Thanksgiving Day on radio stations across the land. So that would be a fascinating thing if we had recordings of what the dial sounded like and how.
Hey, this is Rowan from Copic, and you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, broadcasting in Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and more. Listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Listening to Zach Poff's Pond Station, available at wavefarm.org/listen. If you click on the listen button on any WGXC.org page, you can hear the sounds from the bottom of one of the wave farm ponds, thanks to the hydrophones Zach Poff has put there. The radio artist is surveilling the underwater sounds in Greene County, and you can go to wavefarm.org/listen or click on any WGXC.org page and click on the listen button to listen to transmissions from inside a wave farm pond from morning until sundown from Zach Poff's pond station.
Name, Patty Boom. Host of Vinyl Freedom. Where? WGXC. When? Every first and third Tuesday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. What? Streaming online at WGXC.org. What? Tune in for a genre shakedown. All kinds of choice cuts of wax for you and yours to listen to. Dig it.
Now, from Survival comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survival shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Peter Frank of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM. Grabbable, handleable, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that Columbia County elected officials, police, social workers, and mental health professionals are working on plans to build the wellness hub to alleviate homelessness, drug addiction, and mental illness. The plan comes out of a 2021 report commissioned by Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson, and I quote, intended to reduce policing of people in mental health or substance use disorder, SUD, related crisis, end quote. The hub would include a, and I quote, safe haven, end quote, style shelter, therapy, peer counseling, and social services intended to keep county residents in crisis out of the court system and the emergency room. Currently, homeless people in the county are often moved into seven privately owned motels, some in remote locations with no nearby food options or other services. Last December, the seven motels and a civic motel operated by a nonprofit housed 103 homeless people, including 25 children. Cheryl Roberts, the executive director of the Greenberger Center for Social and Criminal Justice, said, and I quote, I think that everyone at this point is well aware that this is not the answer, this is not the solution, and we need something else, and we need a plan B, end quote. Columbia County Department of Social Services Commissioner Bob Gibson believes the wellness hub is the answer, saying, and I quote, you're in a facility where you have oversight, where you get assistance right away, our workers are close to you, and we contract with nonprofits to staff the shelter. So we provide wraparound services. And if the shelter is on a campus where it's one part of a wellness hub, most of the human services and social services you're going to are contained within the campus. End quote. He said the new plan would also be cheaper than housing the homeless in motels. Hudson Mayor Johnson agreed, saying, and I quote, we're spending so much money on policing as well as on motel rooms and different efforts, and a lot of it is not working, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Raymond Pignon reports for Columbia Green Media that voters in the Catskill Central School District decide on a proposed $49,888,670 school budget with a tax levy increase of 2% at the May 16th election. First, there will be a public hearing on the proposal at 6 p.m. May 3rd in the Catskill High School Library. The proposed budget is 2.7% or $1,312,669 larger than this year's budget.
Catskill School's public information specialist Adam Charbonneau said that the budget does not include any cuts to any student programs. The story lists changes in the budget from last year, but does not indicate which are additions and which are cuts. Deborah Johnson, Ryan Oswell, Lee Heim, Henry Hay, Alan Causer, and Joseph Izzo are running for 3 seats on the school board in the same election. There will be a Meet the Candidates night at 6 p.m. May 8th in the Catskill High School Library before the May 16th vote in the Catskill High School gym from 1 to 9 p.m. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that Sharon Powers, Kyle Cuffell, and Tom Rigg are on the ballot for 3 seats in the new Lebanon School Board election. 2 candidates with the most votes will win 3-year terms, and the trailing candidate will get a 2-year term. Only a surprising total of write-in votes for another candidate could keep one of them off the board. Voting takes place from noon to 9 p.m. May 16th at the Walter B. Howard Elementary School Gymnasium. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Harry Belafonte has died, but the struggles he championed live on. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan in our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. On a freezing cold day, February 15th, 2003, Harry Belafonte, the legendary singer, actor, and activist, strode onto a stage near the United Nations in New York City. Rallies against the imminent U.S. invasion of Iraq were taking place around the globe that day in what's believed to be the largest mass protest in human history. Belafonte then did what he had been doing for over half a century. He spoke truth to power.
We stand for peace. We stand for the truth of what is at the heart of the American people.
Harry Belafonte died this week at the age of 96. Throughout his life, he fought for justice, using his celebrity to support causes from civil rights to anti-colonialist and anti-war movements and Black Lives Matter. Belafonte continued in that 2003 speech delivered to several hundred thousand anti-war marchers in New York.
We were misled by those who created the falseness of the Bay of Tonkin, which falsely led us into a war with Vietnam, a war that we could not and did not win. We lied to the American people about Grenada and what was going on in that tiny island. We've lied to the American people about Nicaragua, El Salvador, Cuba, and many places in the world. And we stand here today to let those people and others know that America is a vast and diverse country, and we are part of the greater truth of what makes our nation. Dr. King once said that if mankind does not put an end to war, war will put an end to mankind.
Harry Belafonte was one of Martin Luther King Jr.'s closest advisors and confidants. He first met King in 1956 during the Montgomery bus boycott. Their initial meeting, slated for 20 minutes, lasted for hours.
And at the end of that meeting, I knew that I would be in his service and focus on the cause of the desegregation movement, the right to vote, and all that he stood for.
That's Harry Belafonte speaking on the Democracy Now! News Hour at the Sundance Film Festival in 2011.
Although we understood how perilous the journey would be, we were not quite prepared for all that we had to confront. And I think it was the most important time in my life.
Thus began a historic friendship that shaped the struggle for desegregation and racial equality. Belafonte knew King like few others. He was loyal to him until the end, when many had abandoned King as his agenda broadened to include fierce opposition to the Vietnam War. In his memoir, My Song, Belafonte recounts a conversation with King 1 week before his assassination in Memphis on April 4, 1968. King was organizing the Poor People's Campaign to link and overcome the three evils he saw in our society, racism, militarism, and materialism. As Dr. King described the campaign's strategy, he was challenged by Andrew Young, an advisor who would later become the mayor of Atlanta and the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Belafonte recounted King's reply. He wrote, "The trouble," Martin went on, "is that we live in a failed system. Capitalism does not permit an even flow of economic resources. With this system, a small, privileged few are rich beyond conscience, and almost all others are doomed to be poor at some level. That's the way the system works. And since we know that the system will not change the rules, we're going to have to change the system," King said. Dr. King frequently spoke out against capitalism, but this private moment shared by Harry Belafonte shows the depth of his critique. Belafonte went on, "At heart, Martin was a socialist and a revolutionary thinker." 1 week later, King was dead, shot while standing on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel. Harry Belafonte never relented. He intensified his fight against South African apartheid and the ravages of U.S. imperialism abroad. He challenged those in power regardless of political party, from George W. Bush to Barack Obama, from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. In 2006, as President George W. Bush's disastrous war in Iraq was still raging, Belafonte traveled to Venezuela and spoke at a mass rally standing alongside President Hugo Chavez.
"I want the greatest tyrant in the world, the greatest terrorist in the world, George W. Bush says, we're here to tell you, not hundreds, not thousands, but millions of the American people. Millions support your revolution, support your ideas, and we are expressing our solidarity with you."
Not long after, Harry Belafonte was disinvited from speaking at the funeral of his dear friend Coretta Scott King, as President Bush was going to attend. Belafonte often told the story of his mentor, the singer and activist Paul Robeson, who told him, "Get them to sing your song and they will want to know you." As Harry Belafonte is laid to rest, his message still sings out, "We cannot rest." I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
"I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town."
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, there will be showers with the temperature high near 49 degrees. On Saturday night, showers are likely before 11 p.m., then a chance of sprinkles after 11 p.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature low of around 45 degrees. And on Sunday, showers mainly after 2 p.m. with a temperature high near 60 degrees. And Sunday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, and some of those storms could produce heavy rain. And the temperature low will be around 49 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Adelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a three-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many three-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212-7509 as they want, and WGXC will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a three-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to Transmission Art and Experimental Sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still, following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit mohican.com.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Rehearsing and nursing a part, we know every card by heart. Overture, curtain lights, this is it. We'll hit the heights, they know what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
This is how it works, it feels a little worse than when we drove our hearse right through that screaming crowd while laughing up a storm until we were just bone, until it got so warm that none of us could sleep and all the styrofoam began to melt away. We tried to find some worms to aid in the decay, but none of them were whole. To love the things you took, and then you take that love you made and stick it into someone else's heart, pump in someone else's blood and walk in arm in arm. You hope it don't get harmed, but even if it You'll hear November rain. That solo's awful long, but it's a good refrain. You'll listen to it twice, 'cause the DJ is asleep on the radio. On the radio. On the radio. Uh-oh. On the radio. Uh-oh. On the radio. Uh-oh. On the radio.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
Good evening, Mr. Apolloni. I'm the sergeant, and this is Officer Tony. I read your statement, and I have a few questions.
Look, I already told you guys everything.
Yeah, well, it's not adding up.
I know.
I want the truth.
Fine.
Buddy, I got a dead body on my hands, and I need answers.
You won't believe it if I told you.
Try me.
I will.
You wouldn't believe some of the things I've believed.
Okay. Okay, then. I was out of the Little League diamond at Hyde Park. I was alone, tossing the ball up in the air to practice my catches, you know? I threw myself a high popper, wide to my right, so I could try a diver. And I ended up right by the third base, with a face full of dirt. As I looked up, I saw a big, hairy foot, standing on third base. The dust cloud settled, and there it was. A chimpanzee, staring right down at me. He was wearing some sort of loincloth, smiling. And then he used sign language to communicate to me. "Gonna kill your wife," he said. I closed my eyes, rubbed the dirt from them, and when I reopened them, he was gone. He was gone.
No chimp.
No chimp. I assumed I just imagined it. Maybe I had knocked myself loopy from landing so hard.
Did you make the catch?
No. But I don't think I did imagine it, because when I got home, I found my wife all over the house, torn apart, savagely. Limbs in every room, heart ripped out, head was smushed. I called 911, but I lost her on the way to the hospital. And I know that chimp had something to do with this. I know how crazy this all sounds.
And you expect me to believe that shit?
No.
Well, I do.
Why?
I know you're telling the truth. I'm just messing with you.
What?
Officer Tony, can you leave me and the suspect alone for a little while?
Okay, Sarge.
Oh, and tell him out front to hold my calls. I'll be slinking through a secret corridor that leads to an old subterranean lair.
Okay, bye.
Mr. Apolloni, follow me, please.
The sergeant then peeled back a large square of rug under the interrogation table and lifted a trap door. He led me down a dark stone staircase that led deep underground. He lit candles on the wall as he went, incrementally exposing every crack in this ancient crumbling catacomb. We descended until we reached a hallway, where salty crystal icicles hung from a head-high ceiling. Up ahead, there seemed to be a fire already burning. When he led me to the final room, I discovered the firelight was coming from a birthday cake. On it were dozens of burning candles that illuminated a beehive-shaped monolith behind it, lined with human skulls. What is this place?
Yeah. It was the chimp, all right. I've been trying to stop that damn thing for years, to no avail. These here are the skulls of its victims. I collect them down here in hopes that they find peace. I will add your wife's skull here next.
Cool.
I know you will find this hard to believe.
Try me.
That's not just a chimp that you saw, but the ghost of a chimp.
What?
A chimp named Mark Twain.
What?
You see, many years ago, that chimp was being kept as a pet. For its 10th birthday, its keepers threw a huge birthday party for it at the Diamond at Hyde Park.
What?
Everything was going fine. There were balloons. But when they thrust the birthday cake in Mark Twain's face so he could blow out the candles, the little flickering flames startled the chimp and it went berserk. It smashed the cake to the ground, but that wasn't the worst of it. It also maimed and murdered. 30 people were at that party. None were left unscathed. If they weren't killed, they at least had some part of them ripped off. The SPCA arrived at the scene and shot that chimp, and as he lay dying, he signed the words, "Gonna come back as a ghost and kill people."
Worst birthday ever.
Every year I come down here and put another candle on this cake. There's no way to catch this monkey, so I do what I can to try to appease his raging spirit. So far, nothing has helped.
Hey, how do you know so much about this Mark Twain?
The answer to that is the zipper.
The zipper?
See this zipper around my wrist? Go ahead. Unzip it.
The sergeant had pulled up his sleeve to show me a zipper that circled his wrist. And as I unzipped it, hair sprouted from underneath as I went. Until the most uncanny revelation. What? You have a chimp hand under this fake human hand.
I know so much about Mark Twain because I was there at that party. Some say I was even his owner. If you weren't lucky enough to die at that party, you lost a limb or a nose or private, and in its place miraculously grew the body part of a chimpanzee. I've tried cutting it off, and it just grows right back. A permanent reminder of our failings in trying to tame the wild in nature, and now our humanity is forever held in captivity to that moment. But I'll never quit trying to stop him. I feel too responsible.
The sergeant then took out his human eye and wiped a tear from the chimp eyeball behind it. It was sad. "Well, Sergeant," I said, "I'm ready to join you in this fight to avenge the death of my Janine." I held out my hand, and the sergeant shook it with his big, hairy paw.
"Go ahead. You're free to go. And don't tell anyone about this."
So I left that ghastly cellar of death. But before I did, I turned around. "Hey, Sarge. It's gonna be okay. We have each other." I may have lost a wife that night, but I gained a friend.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11. Some restrictions
apply. This is Andy Stuhl with the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive, introducing Subterranean by Shauna Sordahl. In 2020, members of the Co-opt Gallery in Lubbock, Texas, installed a hyperlocal FM station that broadcasts to an area extending just into the gallery's parking lot and the street in front of it. Sordal, an experimental cellist, was one of several artists from whom the Co-opt Collective, via member and musician Andrew Weathers, commissioned original transmission works to air on the micro FM station. The COVID-19 pandemic had spurred Co-opt's use of radio, and it also shaped the circumstances for Sordal's creation. Facing a sudden international move and a long period of separation from much of her gear, Sordal began immersing herself and her cello in a minimalist and feedback-heavy system. The resulting bassy drone offers up the same kind of physical wave interactions that one can experience moving through a low-power FM signal, and with it, the same feeling of immersion as antidote to the many forms of displacement the pandemic brought on. That was Subterranean by Shana Sordal, a transmission work commissioned in 2020 for a hyperlocal FM installation at Co-opt Research and Projects in Lubbock, Texas. You can learn more about this work in Wavefarm's radio art archive at wavefarm.org.
You gotta try something.
I got a job at the radio station.
Oh, great, that place. It's dark and dirty and has like, what, those three weirdos who work there?
Audio, radio, audio, radio, audio, radio, audio, radio, audio, radio. Audio radio audio radio audio radio audio radio audio radio. D-O, Ray, D-O, ah, D-O, Ray, D-ah, D-O, Ray, D-ah, D-Ray, D-ah, D-Ray, D-ah, D-Ray, D-ah.